From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Hillary Clinton walked away from Super Tuesday with 52% of California's primary vote, edging out Barack Obama, who got 42%. But even as empty champagne bottles head for the recycling bins, both candidate camps are gearing up for another half year of campaigning. LA Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
As young volunteers streamed into the hip Avalon nightclub, which served as LA's Barack Obama campaign headquarters Tuesday night, they were met with huge television screens broadcasting their candidate from Chicago with the look of hope.
The polls are just closing in California.
But after the night was through, the majority of California's 370 delegates went to Hillary Clinton. The Obama campaign's Mitchell Schwartz said the defeat was hard to take, but the campaign always knew Super Tuesday was going to be difficult.
We always feared February 5th because there were so many states at play, and where our candidate has done the best is where he could gets introduced to the folks. And like in Iowa and South Carolina, we went overwhelmingly while barely losing New Hampshire and Nevada. And it was because the longer people get to see him, the more they seem to accept him and get comfortable with him and support him.
Schwartz is looking forward to the rest of the primary season, knowing his candidate will have extra time to woo voters in the remaining states. Across town in Burbank, at LA's Clinton campaign headquarters, volunteer Jeanette Adams celebrated Clinton's California win by putting on her dancing shoes and getting down. Adams said Clinton won California because she's a known quantity with enough experience to help get the country back on track.
They know what she stands for. They know what Bill stands for. And plus, she's been working on health care a lot longer than any of the rest of them up there.
Clinton's win in California was fueled by strong support from women and Latino voters. But Clinton's campaign was careful to not get too excited. L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, who worked on Clinton's national campaign, told supporters the race was far from over.
So don't think for a moment that this isn't going to be a long campaign. It will be.
And with Super Tuesday not delivering a decisive win for either candidate, it may be months before the Democratic Party has its nominee. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
On the Republican side, John McCain swept California last night. At last count, he took almost all of the state's 53 congressional districts, capping a night of Super Tuesday wins for the Arizona senator. Reporter Allison St. John of KPBS has more from San Diego, where the GOP party faithful gathered to watch the national returns.
The most popular spot at the GOP election night party was beside the big screen where the changing numbers showed how the candidates were doing in each congressional district. Chris Truax, Southern California chair of Senator John McCain's campaign, could hardly believe the picture unfolding before his eyes.
Our original polling was showing that it was going to be a close race, but based on the numbers we're seeing, it's a very massive victory for Senator McCain. It's very gratifying.
Some in California questioned McCain's conservative credentials, but his campaign got a strong boost in the state when Governor Schwarzenegger endorsed him. Not everyone was pleased to see McCain's dominating lead. Mitt Romney banners were prominent at the Westgate Hotel in San Diego, and many at the GOP event wore Romney stickers. San Diego Republican Congressman Brian Bilbray endorsed the Massachusetts governor. He says McCain's narrow victory in his home state of Arkansas should send the frontrunner a message that some of his positions, like his stance on immigration, are not popular with conservatives.
That his amnesty proposal did cause some real problems and that he needs to address that and address it clearly to separate himself from the Democratic candidates.
But the chairman of the California Republican Party, Ron Nearing, was downplaying party divisions.
On our team, I think at the end of the day, our party's going to come together just as we did in 2003 behind now Governor Schwarzenegger. This party comes together after primaries, and that'll be the case this time.
In spite of the clear evidence of McCain's win in California, Nearing says it's too early to declare him the party's nominee. Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee picked up enough votes to stay in the race. Chris Truax of the McCain campaign says the most important thing is that for the first time, California's early primary is giving voters the chance to influence the outcome.
Especially in California, we've never mattered before. and now we matter. And it's been very, very, I think, good for the party and good for the country to test these candidates.
McCain's win suggests California's Republican voters consider him the most likely candidate to defeat a Democrat in November. But at the end of the night, several McCain posters lay torn up on the ballroom floor, suggesting the Republican frontrunner may still have work to do to appeal to the state's conservative Republican base. For the California Report, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.
While the race for the White House took center stage, California voters faced a range of controversial proposals down the ballot. Their decisions will have an immediate impact, as Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers reports.
The voters sent a bit of a mixed message on Tuesday as to how they view the work of the state legislature. They agreed with lawmakers on four controversial Indian casino deals, yet they rejected a plan to allow some of those same lawmakers to continue to serve in Sacramento. That plan, Proposition 93, was both complicated and clever, perhaps too clever. While it would have shortened the lifetime service for future legislators, it also contained a provision allowing some three dozen incumbent legislators to avoid being termed out this November. The Yes campaign, led by political aides close to Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez, tried to make the case that changing term limits would help the legislature be more effective. But the No campaign honed in on criticisms of both Nunez and Senate President Don Parada, arguing they didn't deserve an extension of their legislative careers.
Proposition 93 is a fraud created by two politicians, one under investigation for misusing campaign funds for lavish shopping sprees, the other whose house was raided by the FBI in an ongoing corruption scandal.
The defeat of Prop 93 means legislators will almost immediately begin maneuvering to replace their leaders, who are now lame ducks. But voters liked what those same lawmakers did on Indian gaming. In one of the most complicated ballot battles in recent history, voters gave their blessing to new casino deals for four Southern California tribes, approving some 17,000 new slot machines in exchange for a slice of profits for state government. Roger Salazar is a spokesman for the tribes.
I think that what the tribes see is if they do gaming in a way that's responsible, that's limited, and that they give something back to the state, I think that's what voters are looking for.
Also on the ballot was a new funding guarantee for community colleges, but voters rejected that measure by a large margin. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
Want all the juicy details on the election? Head on over to californiareport.org. We've got a link to stats, maps, coverage, and commentary. You can even take a nifty survey to gauge which presidential contender matches your views most closely. While you're there, sign up for our podcast. That's the California Report for Wednesday, February 6th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment, working to ensure that Californians get statewide health reform this year. Online at cahealthreformnow.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.